Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And you'll find my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Jason Greer is our guest, our new friend, employee, and labor expert. He is the owner and the president of Greer Consulting. He's a much sought after labor consultant. He's served his time in the organizations, the NLRB, and other working with other organizations like that. Jason, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
Absolutely. Actually, my website is under construction right now.
Okay.
But you can definitely find me.
You don't have a union building your website, do you?
No, not at all. I'll tell you what happened with that. Believe it or not, the website that I had came under so much fire from labor unions that I got to the point where briefly I toyed with the idea: do I even need a website anymore?
Are you serious?
What were they doing? Whether it was some attacks from organizers. You know, people trying to find my own personal information.
Wow.
It's at times, it's the very fact that someone like me out there exists. And I come from the perspective, a very simple perspective, that if an employer chooses to have a labor union, that's completely up to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a case where an employer, in a good faith attempt, wants to do right by their employees.
Right. And preclude a union.
Exactly. They should have the right to state their case
exactly
legitimately and legally to their employees,
mm-hmm.
and let the employees know that even.
But
though
unions unions don't want that to happen, do they?
By and large, no. By and large, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some unions. There are some unions out there that really, really want to do a good job.
Well, and I have, and I told you this off the air, and I want to say this as much. And my audience, Jason, my audience knows that I have no love lost for unions. I think they're totally useless. Their day has come and gone. They're dinosaurs. But I will say that out in the field, out where the IBEW and the trade union groups that are out there, the construction folks mostly, those guys in their locals out there training people how to become journeymen,
right.
and giving them training, those guys do a great job of providing workers for contractors and people like that, where when they bring this person on, they know they're qualified, they're certified. Now, those
Absolutely.
Guys do a good job, but that's out there at the last mile. That's out there where the purpose of their work is noble, not at the headquarters of the unions, where their purpose doesn't have anything to do with the workers. It has to do with power for the leaders.
Well, and I think you hit it right on the head. When you talk about the IBEW, when you talk about the apprenticeship program,
and I didn't mean to leave anybody out. I remember that. I know who those guys are, and whatever the pipe fitters and the carpenters and all those guys, they're the same group,
right? Well,
same thought.
Ultimately, what they understand is that an effective union is a union that partners with business to make the employees better and also make the product better.
Say that again.
Unions such as IBEW understand that their ultimate purpose is to make the employees better, because if they make the employees better, they make the organization
right.
better.
Right.
It's a partnership. And I think what's gotten lost, historically, you know, thank God for unions.
I probably wouldn't be here. Unions fed me. My mom and dad were both union members.
Exactly. Well, I'm African-American, and I'll tell you that long before we had federal protective rights for African-Americans,
yep.
for women,
yep.
and minorities, it was the unions that were out
That's
there fighting
right.
the battles for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that in today's day and age, we have to get to a point where organizations realize that we can make widgets and gidgets all day long, but ultimately what's most important is that people will work for money, but they'll die for respect and they'll die for recognition.
Yep. I like that.
And if we're not creating organizations where people are respected or recognized, you're always going to have the threat of a union.
Well, the other thing is, though, unions have got to realize what business owners have had to realize. We don't have an American economy anymore. We don't operate in an American economy. We operate in a global economy. And
exactly.
all of us, you and me, every one of us, have to be competitive with respect to our position in the global economy.
Right.
And it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just a thing. It's just there. There's nothing anybody's going to do about it. And this kind of evolution, the evolution of this global economy, where it came from, you know, goes back 4,000 years to the Phoenicians. I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
Right.
Europe had to figure it out with America. The North had to figure it out with the South. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. This is just the current version, and everybody has to be competitive. Okay, so last thoughts on how small business owners can do a better job of with their employees, especially if there is something going on that might look like a unionization.
Absolutely. First and foremost, understand your employees. I'm a big, big proponent of empathy, essentially stepping inside the shoes of your employees and understanding what do they think about when they're coming to work? What do they think about when they're at work? What do they think about when they're leaving work? Understand their families, understand really what motivates them. But you'll never get that until you actually take the time away from work-related conversations. Take the time to get to know them, because ultimately it's them that matter. It's the employees that matter the most. I think another thing, too.
Quickly.
Understand, if your employees are thinking about unionizing, please do not terminate them. That's
I would never... I would never recommend that. But it's got to be fair for both sides. And card check, which President Obama tried to push through 3 years ago, is not fair to the owners. So we don't need to be revisiting that. Quick, Jason, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I love this. I love having a conversation with you, Jim.
We'll have you back another day. Thanks for being here. Good job. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.